is open. Sparky's disrobing. And this no further, please.
Officially episode 27. Unlike last episode, what I thought was 27 was actually 26.
All right. As long as we've cleared the air.
So now it's a show podcast number 27. While we were doing professional voiceover work earlier, didn't want the outside traffic.
Your Utah Jazz. See, that's the way I want to do these commercials, but they want them all friendly and happy. Like, I want to go, it's time to meet your 2014 Jazz team. But they want, it's time to meet your 2014 Jazz team.
I've been to Salt Lake City, and they like it happy. They like to be normal, and everyone's smiling.
What the client wants, the client shall receive. And it's kind of awesome. Like, this is the new season. I was unaware that I was going to be asked back. There was no formal agreement, and all of a sudden, scripts show up, and they say, can you get them done in 2 hours? And Sparky and I meet at the World HQ and get them done.
You should put that in writing, so you can, you know, make sure you get the cash flow.
Yeah. And it's a mystery of the pay structure as well. I'm not sure exactly because I get some money for one and not. What it's not the Utah Jazz. It's the middleman guy.
Happy post-Canada Day.
Yeah, right back at you. Did you have some fun in the sun?
Oh, I had some sun. I don't know if it was fun. I had to quote air quotes work.
Last episode, I really want to get through the whole thing because we had all of the reviews from the concerts, Michael Bublé, Cher, Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was all the audio, wild track audio we took in the shows and stuff. I don't want to hear how that sounded.
I think it sounded pretty good.
Yeah. A little hungover today after Canada Day.
A little festivities
hit
happening.
The Crown Royal, the official rye of Canada. A little too hard. Who'd you? My buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kelly Peterson. Kelly Rye Eye Peterson was his college nickname because when he gets really cranked, one eye closes kind of. Like a pirate. And a successful farmer, godfather to all my children's.
All of them,
all four children.
Oh, heaven forbid something should happen.
No, he's going to be a reality show overnight, that guy. Anyway, great guy and had some good laughs. And he made the drive all the way up from the farm to hang out with us and see the new house and all that.
That's nice.
That was good. Hey, one of the fun things I want to tell you about on Facebook that we should post on It's a Show Pod on the Facebook, our Facebook thing, is the Dolly Parton in the Glastonbury Festival in the UK, and she is playing saxophone, and I don't think she's actually playing
it. I was going to ask.
But it's Yakety Sax is the name of the tune, which may be familiar to you if you're an It's a Show fan, because that's the Benny Hill theme.
Got it.
And it's kind of fun to see Dolly Parton do that. I got a kick out of that today. The disturbing thing I saw on Facebook today was about the abduction in Calgary. 5-year-old boy and his grandparents. So the grandparents are staying at the house, and the mom and dad are gone somewhere with the other two children.
Mm-hmm.
And then the neighbor comes over to pick up her son from the sleepover or whatever. Nobody's in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to her son. It didn't really say that part.
Yeah.
But there was marks with a dark liquid or whatever, dragging marks and stuff. And they haven't heard any ransom things. They're about to offer like a substantial $100,000 reward was the last I heard.
Yeah.
And it said what in the police investigation notes, I think the day before or a couple days before, that grandma and grandpa held a estate sale to get rid of all their stuff because they're moving to the States.
I read about that, yeah.
So that allowed whatever potential perpetrator guy to go into the house, scan everything out and whatever. So it's just terrible.
Yeah.
5-year-old boy, you know, like if I lost one of my kids, I don't care what age they are, it'd be devastating.
Well, it's a disturbing situation. Period. But I never really made that connection about, you know, the sale coming to scope out, and then the next day, boom, this happens. That's eerie.
I really hope it is eerie. It's creepy, and I hope the police get some kind of break and get this taken care of, like, and get the little boy back safely, and the grandparents, obviously. But because I was driving along, and the Amber Alert came right in the middle of a song, shuts down the whole radio station, and it's like, what is going on? And then I listen, and it sounded to me like the grandparents had abducted the little boys, the gist that I was getting from robot voice, Amber Alert guy. But that's not the case at all. So
we'll keep, it's definitely, you know, in the age of social media, hopefully someone sees something and reports it to the authorities. But
absolutely.
I got to say, I think summer's here. It's been hot the last couple days. I think we're due for a big old thunder boomer, you know, when it's hot and stuff like that. Time to cool things down with the thunderstorm. So I think that's coming on our way tomorrow.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I'd like a streak of a couple of weeks of hotness, not just one day. Like, we're getting about four strung together here this week, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is good. And you got to feel for all the people in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. Jeez. They're getting flooded out to the bolts everywhere. Like, It's crazy.
I never realized how desperate, I guess, the situation or how drastic it was until I, you know, flip on the news. I try to be on top of everything. I try to watch the hour newscast on TV because I figure those guys, their job is to take all the best stories and all the important stories and capture them into the hour time slot, right?
You don't say.
Whereas...
is that how TV news works?
Instead of me Googling everything, then I'm reading about something happening in Indiana, which I don't care about. But you know what
Most
I mean?
Most of my stuff comes off of Twitter and Facebook. Yeah. I don't get... because we don't have TV, so I don't get a chance to watch TV news. But I know Rob Ford is back.
He's lost a little weight.
Did you see the topless guy, jogger guy freak out on him?
No.
I don't know if he was...
I saw potential. I don't know if it was Rob Ford or if it was Rob Ford looking like at some pride parade in Toronto. I know.
Oh, yeah. They were all paraded up. Maybe it could have been that
same. There was topless situations.
Anyway, the guy's like screaming, and then somebody suggested he take anger management. I should take anger management. It might be something I want to look into, too, because it was a situation at the Walmart.
The Walmart's never pretty. I was there Sunday night, and I can probably agree with whatever you're going to say just now.
Well, it involved on my daughter's birthday party, we got a whole load of groceries. And like you know, I spend thousands of dollars for my family in Walmarts because they got their value and blah, 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 all the prices right and whatever. I bought toilet paper and paper towel, big. And I left them there.
Oh, geez, no, and then you didn't.
I left them there because I set them aside because the cart was full.
Yeah,
and
you
wanted
to put that
pick
stuff
them up.
On top. Okay.
I was going to just pick them up and take them out because my wife was with me and whatever. And then so we get home, realize don't have them. So she goes, okay, well, you better go back tomorrow and blah, blah, blah. And so she gives me the receipt. And I figure, all good. We're good to go.
Yeah.
Get back there the next day and I'm taking care of business. And I get the customer service, whip out the receipt and I go, I kind of glanced at the receipt. It looks a little short for a whole cart full of... and she gave me a different receipt.
Oh, no.
For bubble wands.
Disaster. What is happening here?
For bubble wands that she bought and whatever one day for the kids. And
so you had the wrong receipt?
So I try and explain it. No go. I say, okay, I'll go get the receipt. I go back home and get the receipt. There's no receipt. Can't find the receipt.
Oh,
it got picked up in a... You know, we use Walmart bags for dog poop pickup.
So you probably left behind.
That was that receipt's fate.
Yeah.
And mushed up with dog poop and I'm not going in there. And so I go there with my buddy Kel, and we shop, buy more stuff for Canada Day. And I go to customer service desk first. She goes, yep. Do you remember the date? How much it was? So I, of course, text my wife because I didn't remember either.
Yeah.
And then I needed the last four digits of her debit card, did that, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, you know what? I think we can look this up on the thing.
Really?
And a young girl. And I'm going, you're awesome.
Glimmer of light, yeah.
Yeah. So I say, should I go get my other stuff? Yeah, go get your other stuff and then come back here.
Oh, no.
So we go do our things, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And end up meeting an old friend in the soap aisle and have a 20-minute convo. And then I figure, you know, like something's weird in the back of my mind. I'm going, boy, I better get back to customer service. And on my way to customer service, I see the young girl who helped me.
Yeah.
She's in line buying her own groceries
no.
with her mother.
Where's she going?
Old baggy lady at the thing, at the customer service
old
desk.
Old baggy lady?
Like disgruntled, I'm working Canada Day and it's the
yes.
world's fault lady?
Okay, before you move forward, time and a half here, lady.
Time and a half?
Like big bucks.
I know.
Continue.
And I didn't schedule her.
Right.
Funnily enough, I didn't schedule her to work Canada Day. She took that gig, and so he gives her the old, I said, does anyone know about my situation with the receipt for the paper products that the young girl and stuff looks at me like I got three heads,
yeah.
then wraps her head
yeah.
around it. I can see it right on the counter. She pulls it. Then she leans on the counter like it's her last day on earth and goes, well, these numbers don't match what you just brought me here. Like, because I brought the same package of toilet paper, $20. Same paper towel, $10. I spent $30. That's the only reason I pursued this thing because it was $30 worth of stuff. Otherwise, I wouldn't care. Oh, plus I brought back the rotten milk that I had for one day, drank a whole glass full, which I never do. I never drink milk. Rotten as the day is long, but I pounded that sucker back. And anyway, I had a few words, had to raise the voice, and the little manager guy is kind of cowering in the corner.
Oh, he doesn't want to be involved.
Doesn't want to be involved, so I finally get back, and I go through the thing, blah, 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 and it was not good. And then he comes up, and he goes, you know, next time, he goes, just ask for one of us right away, because we don't want you to have any hassle. We know how much money I see in here all the time,
blah, blah, blah. They just...
No, I said, well, I just don't understand why somebody can't just put a smile on their face, stand up straight, look me in the eye and go, geez, you know what? We got a solution for this. The other girl did all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
She did the receipt. And if the numbers don't match, that's not my thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I only buy Purex. I know it was a 24 of Purex. That's all I... Anyway. Rant over. Oh, my God.
So 5 hours later, you finally left Walmart and enjoyed the rest of your Canada Day.
Yeah, that's what I said on my freakout. I said, you know what? Look at this stuff here. It's Canada Day. I want to go and enjoy Canada Day. Can't you just let me out of here?
There's a few things wrong. As a former retail grocery store employee, there's a few things wrong. Number one, if there's any left behinds, that's what we call them, at the till, usually the cashier, or in my case at the grocery store, the courtesy clerk, the bagger, the bag boy, would take those leave behinds.
Segregate them in an area?
8 times out of 10, you could probably chase them down if you realize they're left behind there fast enough. But in this situation, probably just mark them down somewhere. The time, the dates,
that's a good idea.
Products.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you do that?
And then when you come back, you give me the date and give me the approximate time. I can be like, boom, look, 2 things that you just said were left behind. Here you go.
Yeah, that would be, you know what my kiss of death was, is that I complimented Muhammad. He was a rock star with the way he processed us through and got us and packed really nice. You know, not the eggs on the bottom of the freaking,
I hear ya.
You know? And so then Muhammad let me down with the leave behinds.
So, and then another thing is, if you're working on a situation like this at customer service, there is one thing you never do, is never leave.
Never leave.
I mean, not saying that they can't do their jobs, but you just never
plant yourself and tell your result.
Someone's going to pass the plate, and then there's a whole new situation, and just stick with it.
I got you, brother. Hopefully that never happens again, but oh, boy.
I picked the wrong line Sunday night at Walmart, and I went late. My fault, but honestly. It's just
they need more help. They need more till personnel.
Basket full of groceries, and the guy, bless him, because I don't think he was a trained cashier, like full time. I think he's one of the monkeys, you know, who does other things.
Yeah.
But he's one of those, you always hear the PA, till trained employees to the front. That's the backup, but we need help now. And he's like, he was doing his best. And
yeah, that's the thing.
Just like,
no, like, I mean, I don't mind if you're doing your best and something goes wrong, but if you're like, antagonistic.
Yeah.
And that's basically, I said, look, I don't need your tone, your attitude, whatever. It's Canada Day. I got stuff to do. And, you know, oh, just relax. I go, no, I'm not going to relax. You're way too relaxed to start with. That's your problem.
Calm down, sir.
God.
You are calm. So, yeah, Canada Day. Did you watch the fireworks at all here in the city?
No, I did not.
I thought the best I've seen in my travels.
Wow.
One of the best I've seen. And I haven't really been to the big cities and seen their firework displays on Canada Day.
Yeah.
But for this, my fourth here.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good.
Epic.
Pretty darn awesome. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And it was great. I can't even describe it. It was just so good.
So Black Falls was supposed to be awesome too. And apparently my boss is a fireworks ninja. That's his secret job on the sly. And he's in a crew, and they do pyro all the time, and apparently theirs was epic. They had 5 cakes at the very end. It's called cakes or whatever, and they lit those suckers, and they make a sonic boom, and they lit them simultaneously, all
nice.
5, and it just blew the whole world up.
Awesome.
And he couldn't hear it till today.
And then I did some Google searching, and I watched the fireworks display in Edmonton as well, because they had a That's a display and a half, the big capital city.
Yeah.
Lots of money. I wonder how much they spend on fireworks up there.
He said, like Miles said, for a normal one in Black Falls, whether that's 15 minutes long, it's anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, man.
I can only imagine how much like the big cities actually pay. Also up in Edmonton, they had the big lighting of the bridge, the big 100-plus-year-old high-level bridge.
Nice.
It's all lit up with LED lights and stuff.
Yeah.
Synchronized to O-Canada's, red, white, and all sorts of colors. It looked really awesome.
Wow. Oh,
there's my favorite person on the planet right there. Looked really awesome. Then they had the big fireworks, and I was like, oh, man, that's so good.
Yeah. Nice.
I love things like that.
You do. Like it was worth standing in the park all day handing out tattoos.
You know, it was. Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was a beautiful day. Some great entertainment. Future guest of the show, Randy Bolton, closed out the stage last night.
And did you close that deal yet with Randy? Getting there on?
I sometimes wonder if she knows who I am.
Well, you know, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe she doesn't know.
I wear many hats, and I don't know which hat she remembers that I wear all the time.
Well, just approach her.
Yeah. I'm going to tweet her right now.
Tweet her and say, hey, right, I don't think you know who I am.
That's right.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, I was going to say, I really love that, and I kind of wish it was all the time, but Canada flags were popping up. Have you noticed in your travels popping up over the last couple of days on balconies and cars?
Absolutely. And, you know, we have three small ones.
Yeah.
And I found them, and because we were going to use them for Capture the Flag on Ava's birthday.
Nice.
A few days ago. And Teresa, being the teacher and a little cautious, she said, no, somebody's going to lose an eye because they're pointy. You want that in somebody's throat? No. And I got the whole lecture. And I said, okay. So we used handkerchiefs. And then, but then at least I knew where they were for Canada Day. And then, so we went out to Phil's restaurant as a family.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I said, bring these flags. And I go, what for? Well, it's Canada Day. Yeah. So I walked in there waving the flags and stuff, and I put them in the jammer and stuff, and we had them right at our table. Yeah, it's good. You got to show your pride in this country. We're so lucky in here. And that beer fridge thing I watched what you put up on Mayhem Monday or Magical Mystery Tour Monday. What is Mind Blown Monday.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a show, podcast, Mind Blown Monday, where Sparky puts a cool YouTube thing up, and those guys trying to sing their way to open the fridge was cool.
Love the beer fridge.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Scooby Squay and I watched the movie the other night together just in the man cave.
The movie or a movie?
A movie, Zombieland.
Never heard of it. Maybe.
It's Woody Harrelson.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who played the Facebook guy in the movie, social media or social.
Justin Timberlake?
No. No.
Mark Zuckerberg.
He played Zuckerberg, and his name was whatever. He's like a different Michael.
Okay.
A different guy like that. Anyway, pretty entertaining, funny little ride if you want to look for something that's mindless entertainment. And zombies.
I started watching 21 Jump Street, the first one.
Yeah.
Out in theaters now is 22 Jump Street.
You're right.
On the Netflix, 21 Jump Street with
I've seen it.
That guy and the other guy.
It's all right. It's kind of gross at parts. The other thing was the, have you heard of the Andy Samberg and it's Brooklyn 99 or something like that?
Oh, the TV show, the cop show.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I thought we were watching a movie and then it's episode's over and I'm going, that was pretty good. I'm going to watch the second one.
Okay, so I tried to get on that wagon when it first launched.
Yeah.
No. I didn't like it. No. I love cop shows. You know I love my cop shows, and I like funny.
Go episode two. See what happens.
I tried. I think up to episode five, and I was just like, it's a turd. I'm telling you. But it's still around. I don't know why, but it's a turd. The West Wing, though. Loving the West Wing.
West Wing, that's brand new. 8 years old. Boy. Yeah, so did I mention I was hungover slightly? Oh, my God.
It's okay. I got to get back to other business. But
look
forward to Twitters and Facebooks, and look forward to GA trying to look at the Google Calendar that I shared months ago because
I went in there.
The holiday schedule is coming out, and it's going to be interesting.
So, seriously, now I have everything's linked on my Outlook Express on my calendar from my new job as a career back-to-school professional, and but then I go into Google Mail and I click on your thinger there and nothing happens. I don't know how to make it happen.
I don't know if you know what you're doing. You have to add your,
okay, look, it's right here on my phone. This is me.
Go to your settings.
Settings. Oh, where the hell are the settings?
It's your gearbox.
In here?
No, get out of there. Wait, where's this?
This is my multiple mail accounts.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I do have. Okay. So we're going to go with the G. Oh, no. Get out of here.
Okay.
Accounts. G.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Not gears. So easy, where's Mr. Technological Pants.
Where's your gear? You have your settings on your. You know how on the bottom you have your four icon? Those are your permanent icons, right?
On what?
On the main screen. You got
four.
It's interesting that you have Kijiji as the one main icon, settings as the other, and then phone, which I also share, and former industry website.
Yeah, you know why it's interesting? Because when I have...
You don't know how to change them, do you?
No, I do, but all the icons start mobilizing when I'm sometimes in my pocket, and then they mush around to different areas all the time, so... I just take life as it comes. I think it's time to hit the ABBA button.
All right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Raw Random Acts of ABBA.